You're listening to Pastor Bill and Sandy Surjack sharing about how enduring love wraps its arms around Alzheimer's disease in a sermon titled, Awake My Soul. This is Sermon Gold.
We've been looking just recently at some of the things that God is saying in the book of Psalms, and particularly some of the Psalms of David right now. And what we're looking at this morning is the 57th Psalm. Hear now the word of God. Have mercy on me, O God. Have mercy on me. For in you my soul takes refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me, who he sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I lie among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path. They have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake my soul. Awake harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O Lord, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Thank God that he has not left us alone to know what he is like, but he has revealed himself in a way that we can understand by becoming a man, the person of Christ. That revelation is accurately retained for us. This is holy word. I'm going to have help with doing the sermon this morning. I have help from someone who gives me a lot of help in a lot of different ways. Even the sermons that you pick up at the hallway in the back of the church are oftentimes better sermons than the ones I preach because they were edited. I had the chance to go over what I said, and I got a chance to edit it a little bit, and then Sandy usually did the final editing. She put the words down in the ways that they said it best. Sandy helps me in doing that and in a lot of different ways. And this morning she's going to help with a sermon. She wrote a paper recently about her stepfather and the care that he gave to her mother while she had Alzheimer's over the past several years. It was a paper that was very moving to listen to, and so I thought, particularly as we think in terms of David in this psalm, as David talks about the love of God and the way he looks to the Lord for protection. Sometimes we learn about the way God loves us through the way our parents love us, or through the love that we see enacted in other people in the world. And I think Sandy and I and the whole family have been richly blessed by just watching her stepfather, whose name is also Bill. The Bill that you're talking about is not me. I'm not really quite on that level of caregiving. I don't know if he is. But the care that he gave her mother through the last several years. And I'm going to ask Sandy if she'll read that paper for us this morning.
Good morning. Do you know what it is like to have a loved one touched by Alzheimer's disease? Our family and some of you know all too well. It is an insidious disease. It takes your mind and your memory long before it takes your life. But in between the diagnosis and the death, if you are fortunate, there is love. Not just the kind of love you hear in songs or see in movies, but the powerful, overcoming, enduring kind of love that does battle against the disease, that does battle in keeping the loved one a person, not just a victim. My stepfather, Bill Van Cort, had that kind of love for my mother. They were married for 46 years and had great joy in their love. Someone once said, love is not just a feeling, it's an act of your will. When Alzheimer's comes to your spouse, you learn how true that saying is. So what about this love that digs in when life and your loved one change completely? This morning, I'd like to tell you about it. What does this kind of love sound like? It sounds like Bill saying, Mom sends her love when she sits at the kitchen table, no longer knowing how to talk on the phone, but wanting to send her love just the same. It often has the sound of laughter as he cheers her up with silly words here and there or says, "Wee," as he takes her around the corner in her wheelchair on their way outside to visit in the sun. Sometimes it has the sound of impatience, but often it has the sound of encouragement as he tries to get her to hang on to as much of life as she has left at each stage of the disease. Most often, it has the sound of those most special three words, "I love you." What does this kind of love smell like? It smells like soap and baby powder after he has given her a bath, something she's no longer able to do for herself. It smells like dinner cooking, delicious aromas coming from the kitchen each meal when she is no longer able to cook. It even smells like pledge when he's polished the furniture while she's rested and he has not. What does this kind of love feel like? It feels like a back rub to help her relax when fear and dementia has her tied in knots. It feels soft and warm, like a peach-colored throw he covers her legs with. It feels soft and warm, like a beige cable knit sweater he puts around her shoulders. As this formerly active woman became more and more disabled, she was always cold. But because of love, she didn't stay that way, but was always warmed with a blanket, with a sweater, and always with a hug and a warm caress. What does this kind of love look like? It looks like Bill giving Mother this large stirring spoon to stir the vegetables as they cook on the stove. She has forgotten how to cook, but he doesn't let her think so, since there she is at the stove as usual, stirring the vegetables. Sometimes she gets hold of the salt and adds way too much, but he eats it anyway and says what a good cook she is. She smiles, knowing that something is not right, but she's grateful for the compliment. It looks like Bill bringing these towels he's washed to the sofa where she sits. She helps him fold the towels as best she can, glad to be of help, not really knowing she no longer does the wash. It looks like Bill reaching for keys as Mother says she'll drive to the hair appointment. She hasn't driven for years, but she doesn't know it because he always says, "I'll drive this time, you can drive next time." Just a few words, but words that protect her personhood and her dignity, words of love. It looks like fresh flowers Bill brings in from the yard, deep rosy pink camellias, soft pink azaleas, and crimson crepe myrtle, and in the fall, vari colored mums. He brings her flowers and sets them in water on the table in the kitchen. Years later, he brings her flowers to her room at the nursing home. Years after that, he brings her flowers and places them on the columbarium that contains her ashes. See, there are the camellias. He placed them there just this morning before he took a seat in the meditation garden, remembering, just remembering. A week after Mother died, Bill went back to the nursing home to get the family pictures that had been in her room and to tell the nurse to give Mother's clothes and shoes to anyone who could use them. As he turned to leave, knowing he would never go back to that place again, one of the caregivers spoke to him. He recognized her and stopped to hear what she wanted to say. She said, "I am so sorry for your loss. I want you to know how much I have learned from watching you with your wife over the years that she has been here with us. I myself am going through a nasty divorce and raising my kids alone. I had pretty much given up on love. But watching you and your wife and the tenderness between you, well, now I know what love looks like. I just wanted to thank you." This kind of love that requires, not just asks, but requires you to give the doing kind of love, not just the feeling kind of love, can leave you irritable and exhausted, tired beyond any tired you have ever known. It can also leave you filled with joy, knowing you have fought the good fight. Mother had Alzheimer's for at least 12 years. For nearly 10 of those years, she was able to live at home because Bill was the sole caregiver, and he had complete charge of her, the house, the yard, and any other thing that needed doing. For her last 2.5 years, she lived in a nursing home, and now, finally, she is at peace. Love is not just a feeling. It is an act of your will. This is what the sacrificial, enduring, till death do you part, no matter what happens, kind of love is like. It is harder than anything. It is worth more than anything. You may be called on to give this kind of love. This morning I ask you, do you have the faith, the strength of body, the strength of character to give this kind of love? Take time now, before you are called, to search your life and your heart. I hope you have this kind of love. If you don't, God stands ready to give it to you. Thank you.
Where do you learn how to love like that? With Bill Vann, some of it was really in the war, because in a lot of the war stories that Bill will tell, he learned a lot about love from other people and the way they watched over each other and the way they took care of each other. He learned some of it from his mother. He learned some of it from the other people that he was growing up. And we can learn it from all of those places. But we can learn it best of all from the Lord. You can see David in this psalm as he's probably going through some very hard times. I don't think he was really at that time taking care of a wife who had Alzheimer's disease, but he was taking care of a whole nation. People who didn't seem to know what they were supposed to be doing in the sight of God and had no real heart for the Lord. The way David would do it and the way David would deal with it, so often we would tend to probably deal with it by complaining to the people about this rough, terrible group of people that I have been in charge of. And some people may do that with their loved one that they're trying to take care of with Alzheimer's. But if you do that, you're probably going to run out of energy pretty quickly. The thing that you notice with David in this psalm is he takes him to the Lord. He begins the psalm by saying, "Lord, be merciful to me." And he details all of the problems that he has, all of the cares, all the burdens, all the things that he has. He details them and brings them before the Lord, complains about them all that he can before the Lord. Some people might say, "Well, I've always got to look my best when I go to God." Now, when you go to God is when you can look your worst if you need to, because God loves you. He loves you like beyond even what Bill Vann loved his wife when she had Alzheimer's disease, when she wasn't particularly lovable. God loves you in that way. And so you can go before him however you need to go before him. You can go before him and tell him all of your sins and all the bad in your life. And God listens. And God works with us. And God makes us different and makes us new. One of the things that David did in that psalm was to worship God. He spent his time in hymns and in psalms and in hymns of praise. And that's one of the ways that you can begin to be restored in your love, too. The love that you'd be able to have to give out continuously in this world, as we're called upon continuously over and over to give out love. The place that it's restored is when we go to God and worship. Worshiping is not just something that we have to do on Sunday that we're made to do, but it's something we do when we bring our hearts before God. And we lift our hearts up to the Lord, and we lift them up in song. Lately, there's been a few days when I've gone through this past week where I've had some times of discouragement. And one of the things that helps me is sometimes I'll just be mowing the lawn or walking along, and I'll be singing a hymn that comes into my mind. And, you know, I don't sing that well. I don't usually often even have to sing it out loud, but I can sing it in my heart. I can turn my heart toward the Lord and can turn my heart to worship. And that's what David did. Only David was a good singer and songwriter. He brought his heart before the Lord, and he worshiped God. And in the worshiping of God, he found strength. As you'll see David, as he moves from the time in the beginnings of the psalm where he's needing mercy, he's needing care, and he comes to the times that he comes further in the psalm where he cries out to God. And he is strengthened by his worship, by coming before the Lord in that way. That's where we begin in our own lives to learn how to love. We learn from the Lord. We learn from the source of love. We learn as we bring our hearts before the Lord, our lives before the Lord. We then learn how to see how he loves us. We then can begin to learn to love those around us.